there are lots of things, you know, memorabilia, the fascination with the dead. People will literally collect anything.
Right. So have you any idea of what price this might fetch?
Well, I was reading the catalogue earlier, and there's a quote from the gentleman. I'm not sure if he's alive, because it was, 1948 when Mahatma Gandhi died. So he must be quite an elderly gentleman if he is still with us. And he says, "I picked up a pinch of soil, and I think you have to take this with a pinch of salt." I don't know. There's no proof. There's no documentation. He put it in an Anglo-Indian box. He's always treasured it. He wrapped it in a Hindu newspaper. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is...
Oh, really?
You know, I like things with a really tight provenance, and this seems a little... I mean, it's a good story. It's a romantic story, but I wouldn't get too excited about it.
So people who will be thinking about bidding have to decide, you know, how much they want to pay, and is it real?
Well, it's real. It's a piece of soil.
Yeah, true.
That we know. And the box is real. But whether it's, the extraordinary, one of the most important figures of 20th century history, Mahatma Gandhi, if it's his, that begs the question, can we extract the DNA from it? I don't know. I wouldn't touch it as a dealer. I want my, I want my pieces to be much more watertight.
Can you give us some other examples of wacky auction lots?
Well, I was offered recently on the programme you mentioned, Four Rooms, we were offered the dentures of Winston Churchill. It's a gold top plate that sat on the top of his mouth with false teeth. And the extraordinary thing about it was that he made it especially to accentuate his stutter, because, there was no television, time of war, unique voice, and he wanted to accentuate that so that when he came on the radio, the nation listened to him.
He wanted a stutter.
He wanted to accentuate his stutter, so he got the dentist to manufacture this thing that would increase the stutter and the lisp.
Gosh, that is very surprising.
It's quite fantastic, yes.
We've got time for one more wacky lot.
Wacky lot, let me think. The Emperor Bonaparte, Napoleon Bonaparte's penis came up for sale. Meat and Two Veg in America in 2008.
I wish we hadn't had time for that.
I know. And the description was that it looked like a dried seahorse.
Delighted.
$3,800. So it can't have been very big.
Most grateful.